welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. Before I begin to minister the word the Lord's placed on my heart, I'd just like to take a few moments to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you and to just refresh you and minister to your needs. He knows all the things you've gone through this day, and it's His desire to just strengthen you and comfort you and just lift you up by the hand of His anointing. Father, in Jesus' name, I praise you for every listener. Lord, I thank you that you are our God, that you are Savior, you are Lord, and by that, Lord, you have the complete control and direction over our lives. We continue to surrender to you, Lord, and thank you that your ways are being made known to us. The way is being made straight before you, the feet of your people, and Lord, that you will lead us continually to higher ground. Lord, these are difficult times in which we're living, but we thank you, Lord, that we will not be discouraged, we won't be dismayed, because you said to be of good cheer, you've overcome the world. And Lord, I thank you by the Holy Spirit for you ministering right now to every listener and touching them in that area of need. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for it. My beloved, hear the Spirit of the Lord speak to your heart even this day. I would say to you, don't look back. Today is a new day in which I want you to leave all the failures of the past and press on into the newness of life and that better future that I have for you. Yes, I know changes come with each new season of your life, and the way at times seems very hard. But in each season, I give you the assurance of my presence. I'm ever with you to teach you my ways and to give you revelation and understanding. When the way is not clear before you, don't give in to confusion or doubt, but trust me to give you all you need at the time you will need it. My faith have I given you to hold you steady when the natural mind does not have the answers. One day you will see why I've led you thusly, and you shall rejoice in wonder at my loving kindness and goodness. But even now, let your heart overflow with trust and praise, knowing I am mindful of the smallest detail that concerns you. Know that I am your God, the all-sufficient one, who provides for all your needs, says the wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace. Praise God. All honor and glory be to the Lamb of God. Amen and amen. Well, that's one of his titles, the Prince of Peace, and that's one of the subjects I'd like to deal with today and tomorrow, and that is the peace of God, that which He gives to His people. And is there a way that we can actually grow in peace? Is there a way we can maintain that peace? Well, I'd like to share those things with you. But let's look at Ephesians 2 and 14, which clearly states, He is our peace. A Christian's peace, like a river, has great depth. In Romans, the 14th chapter, and I want to read verses 17 through 19. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. That's God's heart for us. So that marvelous kingdom of God, it's not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And this scripture teaches us that Christ's kingdom The kingdom in which we're to live is a kingdom of peace. Now, there's two distinct aspects to this peace. First of all, there's peace with God. Romans 5 and 1 says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And this occurs at the new birth. It's based on the finished work of Jesus. It is a peace that he made with the Father by the blood of the cross. We have it at all times, and it's our standing with God in heaven. And then there's the peace of God, not just peace with God, but the peace of God. And this is a peace of experience and feeling. The peace of God is to be our experience. Philippians 4 and 7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And it's important to realize that we have a part in keeping this practical experience of peace for our hearts and minds. We have to maintain it to some degree. Just as a fruit tree is pruned, so our lives must be pruned from things that would hold us back from this experience of peace. 2 Timothy 2:21 tells us that a man must purge himself. That's a Living Bible. It says, if you stay away from sin, you will be like one of those dishes made of purest gold. With pruning, we will come into the reality of 2 Peter 1 and 2, which says, peace be multiplied unto you. So those are the distinct aspects of peace, peace with God and the peace of God. And of course, we do understand as Christians that God himself is the source of our peace. Hebrews 13 and 20 tells us that God is not only love, but also that he is the God of peace. In John, the 14th chapter, and I'd like to share verses 23 through 27. Let's see what the word says. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. Peace, this is verse 27, I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus is showing us here in this passage that love leads on to peace. Knowing that a heavenly Father cares for us in a most special and tender way gives us the basis and assurance of resting in this peace. Now, how can we grow in peace? Well, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, tells us that love believes all things, and loving God's word brings peace. 1 John 2:5 says, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. So loving God's word brings peace. Listen to this. Once preached a message on this. Never offended. Psalm 119. This is an amazing statement. 119, 165 declares, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. We simply can't be offended and have great peace at the same time, isn't that right? And then we grow in peace not only through love, but by faith, by believing. Paul tells us that believing has a great part in our experience of peace. Romans 15, 13 says, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Other translations say, fill you with perfect happiness and peace in your faith. So fill you with perfect joy and peace through your continuing faith. So we can grow in peace through love, through faith and believing God. And yet, once we experience this wonderful peace, then we do, because of the world we live in, we have a task to maintain that peace. And how do we do that? Well, by purposely and actively seeking peace. Psalm 34 and 14 simply says, seek peace and pursue it. Pursuing means that we follow after the things which make for peace. Amen. And then we see in Romans, the 14th chapter, verse 19, and I want to turn to that right now. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. So we can actively pursue peace. Secondly, we need to keep a right attitude and our thoughts on the right things. And that's basically an attitude of trust and faith. The second secret for maintaining the peace of God is found in Isaiah 26 and 3, that beautiful passage that says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee." That means he trusts with the heart in the living Christ. Peace and trust simply can't be separated. If we love God's word, peace will grow in an attitude of faith. What should our thoughts be? Well, that again, that familiar passage, Philippians 4 and 8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." And then another important aspect is to avoid being troubled and afraid. Well, I see my time is quickly moving away from me, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. And tomorrow we will conclude probably this message on God's peace by looking at the ways we can maintain the peace of God. So I hope you'll be able to join me. But for now, I do want to thank you for your prayer support as well as your financial help. Thank you, UCM Partners. You're such a blessing. And it's a privilege to be able to minister to my partners with my monthly letter of encouragement through the letters that I send in response to personal requests for prayer, as well as to minister on this broadcast. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.